So if we have a connection with the head and keep our conscience clear all the time, we can have fellowship with God. And then I can have fellowship with another brother who also has fellowship with God. But if he doesn't have fellowship with God, even if I'm together with him every day, I don't have fellowship. Let me give you an example what fellowship is. Turn to 1 John. In 1 John, it speaks about fellowship with the Father and fellowship with one another, like the two arms of the cross. And remember, John is speaking at the age of 95, having walked with God for 65 years, and he sees the corruption of Christianity around him. And if you want to know how bad Christianity was in John's end of John's life, just read Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. Those five of those churches were so backslidden that the Lord says, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth, he tells one church. So bad. Churches that were once planted by the apostles. And John is concerned about them, and what is the message he gives them? He said, hey fellas, I saw one life in my 65 years ago on this earth. There was a man who walked called Jesus Christ. I saw the life of God in him. He was the Son of God. We touched him. We saw with our eyes, verse 1, we heard. And he came to bring us in fellowship with the Father and to bring us in fellowship with all of you. Verse 3. See the two words fellowship there? Fellowship with the Father and fellowship with each of us among ourselves. That is the two arms of the cross. That is the church. Where there's fellowship with God and fellowship with one another. You know, like the bones have come together, flesh has come. It doesn't stop there. But the Holy Spirit has come and they started working together. It's not a dead man. See, like you see a person playing the piano. A good pianist, his 10 fingers are working, his eyes are looking at the musical score in front of him, his two legs are pressing the pedals. Look at the number of parts of his body working. 10 fingers, two eyes, his ears are listening, very often he has a earphone listening also, and two legs pressing the pedals. So many parts of the body, all working in such split second timing. A good pianist, you wonder, how is this? I'll tell you how. Because all those 10 fingers are connected to the brain. The eyes are connected to the brain. The ears are connected to the brain. The two feet are connected to the brain. And the brain controls it in such split second timing, it goes perfectly. It's not because these 10 fingers are always hanging around together. This is called, spend time together. Not because of that, because if this hand is paralyzed, connection of the head is broken. Even if you hold it together, it will not be able to play the piano with you. Spending time together is, I want to spend time with this brother. I'll spend time with this sister. That's not fellowship. That's friendship. This is friendship. Always hang around together. Hang around together. But this hand is paralyzed. How will you play anything? How will these hands come to fellowship? Not by hanging around together with some sister or brother, by that person and you being connected to the head. I have sometimes met in a conference a brother whom I haven't met for 1 year. Immediately, we are in perfect fellowship. More than some people I'm seeing every day in my local church for a whole year. I can't fellowship with them. Why is that? Because those guys are paralyzed. They're not connected to the head. They're not living according to their conscience. And this other brother whom I saw after 1 year, he's living in a clear conscience. The moment I see him, I'm in fellowship with him. I can play together with him. So remember this. It's not just hanging out together every Sunday and meeting together and visiting one another. It won't solve the problem. That's a club. If each person is connected to the head, this hand, every finger, leg, ears, eyes, then we work together perfectly. That's the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit came on those dead bones and flesh and life came in. The Holy Spirit connects us to the head, Christ. They could not have this in the Old Testament. So seek for this fellowship and to be built together in a local body of Christ. That's what I've spent the last 43 years, 44 years doing. I said, Lord, I don't want to spend my life building congregations of people who hang around together where some people are not connected to the head, are paralyzed. You have to hold them up, hold them up. Think if this hand is paralyzed. I have to make this hand hold it up. If I leave it, it'll drop dead. It's got no life in it. What's the solution? Always keep holding it up. I don't want to keep on holding up a brother like this who has no connection with it. I say, brother, confess your sin and repent and set your conscience right and get connected to the head. It's not difficult. The only reason connection with the head is broken is because we don't keep our conscience clear. That's all. Why can't you keep your conscience clear and be connected to the head? Then we'll have fellowship even if we don't meet each other for 1 year or 5 years. If you walk with God for 5 years and I walk with God for 5 years and we have not met each other, the moment we meet, we'll have glorious fellowship. Because each is connected to the head. It's not seeing each other that matters. Seek for fellowship with God first. The vertical arm of the cross. Then the horizontal. That's the thing that's emphasized in that book, The Congregation, the Club and the Church. I'd encourage all of you to read it. It won't take you more than a couple of hours to read that book. Take time to read it. I find that many people don't have a good habit of reading. We have such a lot of good books in our churches, and people don't spend their time to read it. I remember when I was a young Christian, it was very difficult for me to find out, is this a good book? I go to a Christian bookshop and I say, it's a pile of books. I don't know which is good, which is bad. One reason I've written these different books, there are 30 books I've written, and Annie's written 3 or 4, is because we wanted to share with people all the things that we have learned. And I didn't learn it all from, I learned many of it from others who helped me through the years in my younger days. So, you know, it's like taking the good of all that we learned and putting the best of it together to pass it on to others. That's what we've done in our books. So that you don't have to go through the 1,000 books in a bookshop and say, which one shall I select now? This one, this one, this one, and they cost so much money. I say, we put it all together and in a simple way, you can take these books little at a time, whether it's your overcoming failure, there's a book called Purpose of Failure. You're wondering how to have a good home, there's a book called A Heavenly Home, little booklet. How to have victory, there's a book called Secrets of Victory. There's a book about the body of Christ. Many, many things like this. And I want to encourage you. I had a good habit when I was young of reading at least one new book every month. That's not a very difficult thing to do. It just needs 15, 20 minutes a day. I want to read one new book every month. You have 30 days in most months. Very easy. Some good book I can finish and I've learned something. Then I go to another book. And these books are so cheap. We spend so much time on our physical food. Develop the habit of reading and studying scripture, all of you. And even if you're working, you know that there are many sisters I know who have a headphone while they're cooking. And they're listening to my messages. Two things at the same time, it can work. And they get such a lot. When they travel in the car, they put a CD in and listen. I remember one brother wrote to me saying, Brother Zach, you don't know, I've never met you, you never met me, but you travel with me in my car every day when I go to work. And you come back with me when I come back from work. I've heard people tell me that, Brother, I finished the entire through the Bible in 35 trips to my office. 35 hours this way, 35 hours this way. In 1.5 months, I finished your entire through the Bible. And where did he waste time? He was driving. Of course, he couldn't get every word when you're driving, but you got most of it. And then you hear it a second time, it comes back again. If you want to do it, there's time you can find it. Look at these boys and girls who suddenly fall in love with each other. They're so busy, but how do they find time to meet together? When they're in love with each other, love finds a way to find time. Or this mother who says she didn't have time to read the Bible. One day her child gets sick and is hospitalized. All of a sudden she finds time to go and spend time with the child in hospital. Where did that come from? This mother who said she had no time to read the Bible, How did she suddenly find hours to spend with a child in hospital? It's all a silly excuse to say, I don't have time. We have time for what we feel is important in our life. We don't have time for what we feel is unimportant. Seek for fellowship with God, which is the most important thing in life.